Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, and let's go get them. The weather's right.
See, I love hearing that. Now, we're almost upon the 50th anniversary, and the Cowboys are about to play the Vikings. So what are your memories of seeing, hearing about the original Hail Mary and its impact going forward?
Well, it just permeates the history and the byline, story byline of the Cowboys. It's wonderful to still be able to sit down and visit with Roger Staubach about those moments, Drew Pearson. I've had several times that that subject has come up with both. And it just reminds you of really, frankly, guys, the role that media plays in the game. The game is about tradition. The game is about competition. It's about entertainment. There's a little business involved with it. But it's sure about the tradition that the great plays and the great times have embedded in our fans. And so the media, I give all the credit in the world because they've made a moment in time. And they've made the nuances of it and what it meant. They've made that into a fable, if you will. Now, I know that sounds flowery and arm-wavy and all that, but it's a fact. It's a fact, and that's one of the reasons that we're all as excited about NFL football as we are.
Now, in terms of this Sunday evening's game, how is Dr. Jerry feeling about Ferguson and Clowney?
I've just been answering that one all morning. We'll see, and that's a fact. I can't tell you the days that we go out before a game and we've got a list of about three or four players, usually different ones, of course, that are going to get out and run, cut, see how they feel, see how in the case of anything to do with an injury like a concussion, and see their status. Right now, generally speaking, everybody that we have on our list is got a chance to step out there Sunday, see how they feel, see if they can actually cut and move to everybody's satisfaction. But generally speaking, I feel good about our availability for Sunday.
Jerry, with this few games left, and you know all this on the line, how's your stomach feel with all of this? Like I'm nervous as heck every day waking up, thinking about what you have to accomplish here to potentially get in the playoffs. I do it with a little bit of bourbon. How do you handle it through this time?
Well, I can tell you this, old Mr. Bourbon or what have you. Has assisted me throughout my life in many times, but I'll never forget my dad called after about 2 months I'd owned the Cowboys, and he says, "My gosh, Jerry," he said, "I had no idea. I've never seen anything like the visibility that's involved." And he said, "I sure hope that you know how to handle the pressure. I hope I've shown you the way." Well, he did, and I said, "Dad, I've learned from the master." I'm talking to him on the other end of the phone. He's shown me how to handle pressure during these times. And so, you've got to deal with it. But just let me say this. It's a different kind of pressure now than some of the kinds of pressure that people deal with in everyday life. Let's get real. And it's different. It's serious. It's important to those that are involved at that time. But there's a lot more. I had a coach one time tell me, "Boy, don't vote for going for two. Keep it to single extra point kick. Don't put another coaching decision on coaches." And the pressure is just too much. And I said, "Let me tell you, pressure. Look up in those stands and think about that TV audience out there. They're looking at us to alleviate a little of the pressure." Mm-hmm. Now, there's some pressure, folks. Some of them on Monday getting ready to go into the bank, and the bank expecting to pay off, and they're going to have to ask them for more money. That's pressure.
Jerry, last Thursday, Dak, after the game, said that he was, after the loss, he said he was pissed off, and that a lot of guys in that locker room were probably pissed too. And I'm kind of curious if that feeling, if that emotion carries over for an entire week, if you've noticed that this team looks like it still has that kind of emotion in it right now, and if they can use that and they can be pissed off on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that this time, at this point, you look at what and a couple of those games, or maybe more, that we could have played better, done some things different, and have a win up there rather than a loss on our record. Now it's where that play in a game or that series could make the difference. To me, that's what's being reflected on if you're a player. And you look back at it and say, "Look, but for this, but for that." Now, that is a subconscious way of getting yourself ready to go. I'm going to think about that because that'll help me not have those as much in the game that we've got coming up. Because if we do well in these next games, we've got an excellent chance to write a story here that we'll remember the rest of our lives. And that's out there.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 through the Fan. Jerry, there's been obviously a lot of talk around Trayvon Diggs' availability. Brian Schottenheimer this week had the quote. He said, "I love him as a player, but ultimately he's got to show us that he's ready to do everything the right way." What does that mean to you guys, and what does doing things the right way look for getting Trayvon Diggs on the field?
Well, I'll cut right to it. Does his physical injury allow him to compete like we know Trayvon can compete? It boils down to that right there. And he's been working through that. We've been working through it with him. And you'd be surprised the numbers of players, both on any given Sunday or in general, just group. You'd be surprised that you work through it. You get here as a day like we are today, Friday. They'll have a certain level of expectation, activity from what they're doing out there today. They'll look at it Saturday, stay off of it quite a bit. And this is every player that's injured that's iffy for Sunday. And then you'll go out there, and more often than not, you know, I think you turn the list in of active players about 30 minutes before kickoff, maybe 40. But you turn that list in, and you have to look at that list to to see which players you're going to be playing on the opposing team. Well, the same thing's happening on our teams, and I've seen us leave the hotel and thinking that they're going to be two or three active, and they get out and they try to go, and they're with the trainers, and they can't go. And so right there, within a 20-minute period of time, they go from can't go to go, or go and can't go. So bottom line is, it really does mean we'll see how they look the day of the game.
One more on Diggs. Is there any, I guess, contractual consideration or reason that could go into determining whether or not to activate Diggs?
Not that I'm aware of, in terms of whether he's, you know, contractual and injury are pretty clear cut. And if you can't go because you're hurt, then that usually does not impact your contract. And so, again, there's a lot of details in. There's incentives. He could be losing an opportunity to make some incentives. All of those things are there. I couldn't and wouldn't, frankly, answer that specifically this morning.
Jerry, are you at all afraid or concerned that he won't be able to be that player physically, get back to that, and be able to go at some point again?
Well, he's had a history here the last two or three years of being limited. And you have to look at that. Everybody, that's part of the appraisal. You have to look at it, and certainly he hadn't been here. And we, of course, are missing. We miss his XP out there, and what we hoped we were setting up for the future when we made a contract with him going forward for years to come.
Now, I want to talk about another player that we hope will be good for years to come, Tyler Booker. We have talked about how good he has looked against pressure, but it also seems like he's mean, too. Is that what you want in an offensive lineman, right? Like that mean streak?
Yeah, we call that makeup. Makeup. Mm-hmm. What kind of makeup do they have? And, boy, let me tell you, he's got makeup. That just jumped out at you in the draft. It was a big plus for him. This guy's got makeup. He comes in almost as a leader type, which, by the way, your offensive line is an absolute fabulous place to have a great leader, because they're a team within a team, but the attitude of that game permeates the entire team. And so it's more than just the guy next to you that you're working with on a blocking assignment. It affects the entire team. He's been everything we hoped he'd be when we drafted him.
Were you a mean offensive lineman?
You know something? I pulled every play. And so I really, my block was like a fullback block. And that's how come I was there, because I really was a fullback, a running back. And we had very light lines. When my last game starting out here, we started at the Cotton Bowl, I weighed 182 pounds right before the game. And I was pulling guard against Nebraska that averaged about 250 at the time. And so, but it was the block was usually a roll block. Kind of threw your right hand across the player's body and rolled, and let your shoulder and back roll him up.
And listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Because usually you're blocking a tackle coming across or a end coming across. A lot of times you could get out in front of him and get downfield, but that was good. But let me tell you something. I've said this. I'm 83 years old. I'm still mad about it. They moved me from fullback when I was a junior. And fullbacks get to catch balls. They get to run with the ball. They get to do all that. That was my picture of me. So going into that line spot was a bitter pill. I'm mad about it right now, talking about it. I don't know why I agreed to it.
You know, Jerry, I always felt like Kevin Gogan was one of the meanest dudes I'd ever watched play the game. You got to see a lot of offensive linemen come through. Who stands out for you like that?
Oh, I thought now we're talking play temperament. Play temperament. Larry Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Allen. And he had all the stuff to back it up. And he was so strong and so gifted with his feet. And boy, was he smart. Larry Allen's handwriting, he could have been hired by Hallmark Cards to do Christmas cards naturally with his handwriting. It was that pretty.
That is amazing.
And he was exceptional. He was exceptional, not only strength-wise, but foot speed. But boy, let me tell you right now, he was football mean.
You know, I do remember when I was an intern over at the website, at the Cowboys website, and I said, I'm going to talk to Larry Allen today. And he was sitting on the couch, and I said hi to him. And he said, what are you doing talking to me? And I thought I messed my pants, Jerry. And Leroy Glover laughed, and he was like, I'll answer your questions. But, yeah, Larry Allen was absolutely amazing.
I've often thought, let's just picture going in a place, a bar, or someplace to have a drink. Well, I've from time to time in my life had somebody from time to time be smart and say something that makes you mad and say in the bar. I've often thought, how would you like to go in someplace and Larry Allen be sitting two stools down and he do something and you give him a good mouthing? Don't you know that'd be the surprise of your life if he jumped up and took care of your mouth?
And he would.
He would, man.
That'll make you be quiet on those circumstances.
Absolutely. Now, we've all talked all year about how well George Pickens has been playing. Do you feel like at all because of that, maybe fans, maybe some media folks have taken CeeDee Lamb for granted or kind of lost sight at what a weapon he can still be?
Yeah, I think we're being hard. I think the criticism of this last ball game is being hard on him and not justified. And I understand what we wanted to do, but there was more to it than met the eye. And let's just leave it all at that. But a game like that leaves us all wanting more. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when we lost Lamb, it was glaring if we had had any type of play that didn't work the way it appeared it should work. That's a mouthful of saying that it is. I don't know if I've ever seen a body of work for a season dismissed as quickly as it was with Pickens getting criticized against Detroit. And that's madness. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he's had a great week of practice. That really has a lot to do with it. Sometimes your practice week can impact your day, and he may not have had as good a week of practice the week before, but hello. I've never heard of a player that didn't have some better weeks than the week before.
How do you think he handled everything this week after the post last week and the Richard Sherman thing with Pickens?
Listen, I don't want to reply to the specifics there because I'm not for sure about the nuances. But George has really handled things really well every week. And everybody's individuals out there and they have nuances, but on balance, he's having, he's really contributed to when we've had success. He's really contributing to the promise of success. He's a big part of what we're looking at the next four ball games.
Now, speaking of the next four ball games, you guys traded for Logan Wilson for a very specific reason. How important is it that he gets more playing time, especially since Kenneth Murray has struggled?
Yeah. Well, what is important is that we, at a given time, we've got the best we've got out on the field. Now, that's the key. And he really does do some things very well. He reads the block extremely well. And so Logan, I'm talking about, he reads it instinctively extremely well. And we need that when we've needed that. And so it doesn't surprise me that you come in and it takes a few games to basically blend in, so to speak. And that's a pretty coordinated spot, that linebacker spot. But he does read those blocks well. He's reactive. He's natural in there. That's big at linebacker. I think you'll see more of him.
Now, you guys obviously were able to make a huge comeback against Philadelphia, but I can't imagine these starts have been satisfactory for you and the team. How does this team get off to a better start in not only Minnesota, but all the games going forward?
Yeah, well, I think you basically, I've never been in a game plan meeting with coaching staffs that didn't either state we've got to have better starts or we've got to get off to a good start. And we've really come back from some slow starts this year. And so I'm going to look at it positively. I understand the negative part of it, but positively, look what we can do if we can get that start the way we want it and come out of there and go right down there with the ball and get a touchdown. I think on defense, we've got to work on. We're working on it, getting the best field position we can get on the kicks and then stopping them and not letting them do good on their first down. On the first down of the first series, because that first down, if it gets out there and gets five or more out of it, then you're all of a sudden, the very next play of the start of the game, you feel like you're looking uphill a little bit. All of those things matter. They're addressed succinctly. You can imagine how they're addressed. Big starts after the half, big starts to start the game are very important in football.
Absolutely. Hey, can you believe that Philip Rivers is getting back into this game after after all the time that he's taken off?
Well, that's admirable. You've had some situations in the past where at that position, which is the most premium position of experience, that position, quarterback, and you can get some gain out of the experience value. That's why older quarterbacks, there's such a spot for them, even though they may have lost a step. They make up for it with their experience and their mental approach to the game. So I know it's getting a lot of look. It's interesting to see how it is. But it doesn't surprise me that a grandpa can get out there and make plays.
Man, we appreciate the time. As always, good sir, best of luck on Sunday evening, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Guys, okay, guys. Well, I enjoyed this visit for sure, and this is an exciting time for us. We've got this game right here. Don't look past it, but some good things could happen for us this year. Let's keep pushing.
Let's give them hell, man. Let's
do it. There you go. There you go, Jerry Jones. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. So glad we were able to cut off Bobby's last question. A couple of
it was a really good question.
Don't describe that as cutting it off.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.